Welcome to Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. In this podcast, we help believers develop spiritual discernment. I am your host, Dawn Simmons, author, speaker, and YouTube host of Life Journey with Dawn Simmons. My purpose here is to explain Satan's strategies and how his kingdom functions to better equip you in reducing conflict, chaos, and ultimately eliminate Satan's influence in your life. These are life-changing conversations. We'll get started with this week's message in just a few moments, but first I want to ask you, would you like to know more about biblical history or historic and biblical places? Visit my YouTube channel, Life Journey with Dawn Simmons, to watch and learn about travels in historic areas discussed in the Bible. Come with us as we explore ancient places and share cultural background and influences on early Christianity. We will take you places where Paul wrote and shared the gospel. That's Life Journey with Dawn Simmons on YouTube. Welcome back. I am your host, Dawn Simmons, and in this episode of Conquering Our Unseen Enemies, we are continuing our discussion of the spiritual gifts, which is what we're going to do through the rest of this year. And this episode is specifically devoted to the gift of a word of knowledge, which is one of the revelation gifts. We're going to go through some examples of how the Holy Spirit uses us with a word of knowledge, some do's and don'ts if you're looking to develop this gift, and clarify what this gift is not. As always, we're going to use the Bible to dig in and set our foundation. So to get a better understanding, we need to lay this biblical foundation now in the beginning. And this foundation can be found in 1 Corinthians, which summarizes all of the gifts. Let's start there first, and then we'll dig in and look at what this gift looks like in operation. So 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines. So to summarize what Paul shared, the nine spiritual gifts are wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healings, miraculous powers, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The gifts can be categorized by what they provide to the receiver. The Holy Spirit is the giver of the gift, and we, Holy Spirit-filled believers, are the receivers of the gifts. The gifts we use out of the power we have from the Holy Spirit are faith, healings, and miraculous powers. Gifts we have where the Holy Spirit uses us in revelation are wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. Gifts where the Holy Spirit uses us and are spoken are prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues. One of the misconceptions I want to clear up is we're truly speaking of gifts of the Holy Spirit, specifically an action or a behavior that produces an outcome as a result of the Holy Spirit's supernatural activity provided to us in a gift. Like the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge has zero to do with the amount of natural or human knowledge we have obtained. God doesn't care how many degrees you have. He doesn't need your degrees. He still knows more than you ever will. Your IQ doesn't matter. If these are concepts you're using to define yourself, then you're not very usable for the Lord. He would rather use someone without degrees who will listen and be teachable than someone who thinks they're already filled with knowledge. The only true valuable book knowledge is the Word. When we talked about the gift of a word of wisdom, we talked about what we receive from the Holy Spirit in relation to something in the future. Because it is in the future for the natural realm. It is not yet realized, which means it is not yet a fact or something certain. When we speak of a gift of a word of knowledge, that is entirely different because it relates to a fact, whether it's past or present. A word of knowledge entails a person receiving a word of knowledge or information that they could not have known otherwise, but for that knowledge or information being revealed through the Holy Spirit. Here is a simple example. I was invited to a meeting a few years ago. This meeting was intended to be a place where spiritual gifts could flow. In reality, not a lot of people there knew much about the gifts, but they were hungry for them. I attended, and I only knew one or two people there. The one person that I was friends with that was invited at the same time as me, and the person who invited me. So there was no one there who really knew me or knew that I functioned in the gifts or even to what extent. Even the person who invited me did not know. Generally, someone who functions in the spiritual gifts with a healthy relationship with the Lord, where the Lord is to receive all the glory and recognition, those people do not discuss their gifts openly. We wait and use them as the Holy Spirit leads, and only when He directs. To act in any other manner fosters a prideful attitude that will ultimately derail the ministry. Anyhow, in this meeting, the Holy Spirit directed me with words of knowledge to give prophetic words for people that would include words of wisdom. I want to share one of those that was very simple so you can see how He provided for a woman at the meeting. In the meeting, at a given moment, the Lord directed me to go to her. At the time, I did not know her name, so He gave me the visual of her. He said to go to her, so I went to her. She had her eyes closed in prayer. It is my custom in those situations. I will generally touch the person on the hand or the shoulder so that they're aware of my presence, and then I lean toward their ear to tell them privately, because I don't necessarily know what I'm going to say until I start to say it, but also is to ensure that they can hear me. So in this particular meeting, there was someone leading worship music. So I had to be able to ensure that what I had to say from the Lord was heard. So I leaned into her ear, not too close, but I said to her what the Lord directed, which was this: "You think your life is over, but the Lord wants you to know that He has just begun with you, and what He will be doing in your life is still to come." So in hearing that, her eyes opened and she lit up. Again, she didn't know me, so I wasn't sure if she would even receive the word. But because the word of knowledge given to her was a fact that was in her mind and in her heart, she truly thought that she was too old in years and that she was too late to do anything for the kingdom in what was remaining of her life. You know, she was near retirement, but she received that word in its entirety. she thought she'd missed her opportunity. She thought it would have come when she was younger. So the word of knowledge he gave me to give to her related to her position in her incorrect thinking at that moment of herself, which was that your life is over, in combination with the word of wisdom, which was that he's just begun in her life. He let her know through a word of wisdom he has a plan for her and he was going to use her going forward. So her opportunity was still to come. She just had to choose to take that opportunity. Had the word of knowledge, which was she thought her time was over, had not been accurate, she wouldn't have believed or even listened to the word of wisdom, which was the Lord still hasn't even just begun with her. So let's look at an example of a word of knowledge that Jesus used with one of his disciples. And we're going to go to John 1:43, and it says this. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree." So here Jesus used a gift or the gift of a word of knowledge, and Nathanael believes him because Jesus gave Nathanael a fact that Jesus, as a natural man, could not have known on his own. Jesus knew that Nathanael was not like the others. He would require more to believe, and he provided that more that was needed. Likewise, for us now, the Holy Spirit will give you that word of knowledge if it is needed so that you too can bring about the outcome that He is desiring in asking you to use your gift. There are times to understand that if you use this gift, you also have to use discernment. Not all words of knowledge provided by the Holy Spirit are meant to be shared. There are times when a gift of knowledge will be provided to provide background or context for a situation you're in so you can respond or react appropriately. An example might be if someone has experienced abuse in the past and the Lord wants to work in their life, but discussing that abuse may not be appropriate at that time. The use of the gift requires development so that person operating in it understands how and when the Holy Spirit wants you to speak and when you are given information, but you are not to speak about it. Everything is done for His glory, not to expose or embarrass anyone. Never, ever, ever should anyone be operating in that gift with a haughty attitude as if they have information about another person and lord it over them. That is the spirit of the enemy functioning. And while there may be something embarrassing they have been told by a demon, it could also be a lie just meant to bring pain and harassment. So let's look at another example in the Bible. We're going to revisit a story we discussed a few podcasts ago about being an opportunity or a resource. So we're going to go back to 2 Kings, and why was Balaam being summoned by the king? So here's the backstory as to why Balaam and his donkey were on the road traveling to the king. So we're in 2 Kings 6, verse 8. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent a word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, tell me, which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. Interesting that they knew that about Elisha, that they probably did not have a relationship with him, but yet they knew what Elijah's role and gifts were. So God was using a word of knowledge to keep his nation safe as they traveled. Elijah was probably doing other prophetly duties when the Lord revealed to him this information. So Elijah didn't even know to ask for this because he didn't have any idea what this king was up to, but for God revealing it. So Elijah did what the Lord wanted him to do and protected God's people by allowing them to avoid being attacked. What do we need to make sure we learn from this and take forward in our lives? Do not sit on information. If it's being given to you, it's being given for a reason, and you need to make sure you're obedient to God's plan. Think what would have happened if Elijah wasn't obedient. Now, I do want to clarify something else regarding words of knowledge. If this is a gift you're seeking or are operating in and looking to develop it further, then there is an unintended consequence to the person who has this gift. People around you who know you have this gift may shy away from you. It is usually people who don't know you very well, and the reason they do it is out of fear, and here's why. God is all knowledge. He knows everything, and he knows it in the past, present, and future, and he can see all three of those things at the same time. He is not limited to time and space constraints like we are in our natural world. Because he is all knowledgeable, then he knows what we've done, what we're doing, what we're gonna do, what we're tempted to do, what we're considering doing, and what we're ashamed of doing. Nothing is hidden from him. When the Lord chooses to use someone for the gift of knowledge, it is at God's discretion, not ours. We have no control over when, where, why, how much, or for what purpose. We are just obedient with what he has asked us to do with the information. We don't know if we know the whole of the information or a quarter or three quarters of the information. We can ask questions for clarification, which may or may not be answered. People are fearful of what it is about them that you may know. They think that if they avoid you or stay away from you, that they won't know, or that you won't know, as you know, as if there's some space limitation that God can only provide, you know, if you're within, say, 4 feet of me, but if you stay 4.5 feet away, I won't be able to pick up the signal. And it doesn't work that way. It's pure ignorance of the gifts of the Spirit. You don't have to be anywhere near me. If the Lord wants to share something with me that will be used for his glory to help bring you to where he wants you to be, which is generally closer to him, then he'll share it no matter what. The other side of this discussion is that if the Lord is using you in this way, then he trusts you with the information, and that trust should not be violated. You would never want someone sharing your personal information. We don't betray the Lord by speaking what we have been given to those it is not intended. If you've been shown not to be trustworthy in this area, then it's likely not going to be a gift the Lord will trust you with until you are trustworthy. Some final words on this gift. Words of knowledge reveal circumstances or events from the past, present, not the future. The reason it is used will be revealed at the time and always for God's purposes, not man's. We need to be obedient and trustworthy with the information that has been revealed to us, so we're allowing the Holy Spirit to use us as his resource in the kingdom. If you're growing through this podcast, consider supporting us as we continue to build the kingdom of God. You can support us for as little as $3 a month. And you can do that by going to buzzsprout.com/199-555-8/support. I hope this time has been time that inspires you. I don't want you to expire, to want to learn to grow in your relationship with the Lord and build your desire to partner with him at a supernatural level. We want to grow in him and learn how to work with him to build the kingdom and conquer our unseen enemies. The more we grow, the more our life will change, and you can help change the lives of anyone around you who is willing. If you know anyone who might benefit from this, please share. So as always, let's discuss our top show points. So we discuss the gift of a word of knowledge, which is one of the revelation gifts. We talked about 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, which is the discussion that Paul gives us regarding the spiritual gifts. There are power gifts, spoken gifts, and revelation gifts. The 9 spiritual gifts are wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healings, miraculous powers, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Like the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge has zero to do with the amount of natural or human knowledge we have obtained. God doesn't care about how many degrees you have or your IQ. A word of knowledge relates to a fact, whether it is past or present. A word of knowledge entails a person receiving a word of knowledge or information that they could not have known but for that knowledge or information being revealed through the Holy Spirit. I give you an example of a meeting a few years ago where I was given a word for a woman that included both a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom. We talked about John 1:43, where Jesus used the gift of word of knowledge with Nathanael, who believed him because Jesus gave Nathanael a fact that Jesus could not have known on his own. There are times when you have to use discernment. Not all words of knowledge provided by the Holy Spirit are meant to be shared. A gift of knowledge can be provided, or a word of knowledge can be provided to give background or context for a situation you're in so that you can respond appropriately. So an example would be abuse. There's some things you want to make sure you don't say, and he wants to make sure you understand maybe how to communicate or work with that person with what he does want you to say. Everything is done for his glory, not to expose or embarrass anyone. Then we talked about 2 Kings 6, verse 8, where God was giving Elijah a word of knowledge, which was really to keep his nation safe as they traveled and avoid ambush by the king of Aram. Now, an unintended, I don't know why I can't say that word today, unintended consequence for the person who has this gift of the word of knowledge is the people around you may shy away from you. God is all knowledge and nothing is hidden from him. So people are fearful of what it is about them that you may know. When the Lord chooses to use someone for the gift of knowledge, it is at God's discretion, not ours. We have no control over when, where, why, how much, or for what purpose. We need to just be obedient with what he's asked us to do with the information that he's given us. If the Lord wants to share something, then that will be used for his glory to help bring someone to where he wants them to be, which is closer to him, then he will share that and make that known. If the Lord is trusting you with information, that trust should not be violated. If you're not trustworthy in this area, then how can the Lord trust you with this gift? Words of knowledge reveal circumstances or events from the past or present, not the future. The reason it is used will be revealed at the time and always for God's purposes, not man's. So we encourage you to have an active Bible reading plan. It will be helpful in gaining wisdom and understanding, and it is required for the gift of spiritual discernment. If you want to learn more about how to hear God's voice, please visit our website, lovingconversationssalo.com, or you can go to Barnes & Noble or walmart.com and pick up my book, Loving Conversations, How to Pray and Hear God's Voice. It has really helped people develop and grow in their relationship with the Lord. And if you want to have a relationship, you've got to be able to hear what he's saying to you. That's what this book walks you through. It's a process the Lord gave me back in 2018 as a result of a fast. And it really is life-changing. If you don't believe me, go on the website and look at some of the testimonials of some of the women who have gone through this, who've read the book and have used this or is continuing to use this. It's a life-changing experience. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. So I have enjoyed our time this week, and I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Again, we are finishing up the spiritual gifts, and we have two left to go as we end the year, the last 2 weeks. Have a great week. That is all we have for this week's episode of Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. I hope you enjoyed your time with me, and I would kindly ask you to rate our show and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. Now, if you have a story or a question you want to share, please email me at contact@conqueringourunseenenemies.com. We do not need to use your name. And finally, please share this podcast with anyone you think might need it and enjoy it. So until next time, remember, the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but we can give him an eviction notice.